Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okie dokie. Thank you for finding me. Kickoff to football tonight. Lions and Cowboys, week 14, heard here on The Fan. But the game we care about is Steelers and Ravens, right? We still care about that game. We'll get into it mostly tomorrow. Malzy is not here. He was in the wild today at Sam's Club doing some shopping and getting spotted by listeners and fans of the show. Donnie is here. You heard him over the last 45 minutes chipping in on the midday show. Joe Starkey, big ninth grade basketball game. He's working tonight. That was Ryan Clark. He's the latest to weigh in on the Tomlin discourse. I was wondering when he was going to pop up on ESPN, my old co-host, to talk about Tomlin's situation, and he did today. Said a lot there that I want you to react to with me at 412-928-9370. Ultimately, he says that Mike Tomlin should be done here with the most complimentary, most positive way of really explaining and expanding on why he thinks it's best for everybody to go their separate ways. You get the compliments right off the bat. He does agree with James Harrison that Tomlin is underachieved this year and hasn't gotten the most out of this team. And he acknowledges by the time the clip is over that they've been like this for a while, where they've just been a team that's stuck in the middle and doesn't look like they're close to contending for anything that's important or impressive, and yet they're still pretty decent, pretty far away from the absolute bottom of the NFL, where teams go to get the great quarterbacks. You know, Drake May, for example, being one of those guys. What he's done to revolutionize and bring New England back from their very, very brief period as a dreg of the NFL team. Let me start with what Ryan said regarding Mike Tomlin, because him describing Tomlin's tenure and career is probably the thing that's going to get the most traction with you at 412-928-9370. And I have to agree with Ryan on something, and I do it through gritted teeth, and I do it without wanting to... I do it even though I know it's unpopular. And even though I'm sure we could fill up phone lines with people who are going to disagree with this, to call Mike Tomlin one of the best coaches who's ever lived just seems wrong because of the way his teams have performed lately. And there are things about his success early in his career that I think he inherited, like Ben Roethlisberger and a great defense, and awesome coordinators like Dick LeBeau and Bruce Arians, and all of those things made it much easier on him and for him. And I would be I think, misleading you and being dishonest and disingenuous if I didn't point out those things. However, the numbers do support that Tomlin is one of the best coaches of all time. They do. And I have a hard time just saying they're wrong or denying them. If the next, well, not just Sunday, the next time Mike Tomlin wins a football game, and I don't think he's going to lose out here, finish 6-11 and be done coaching. The next time he wins a game, he's going to enter, and they touched on this during Sunday's loss to the Bills. The next game Tomlin wins, he's going to enter the top 10 all time in wins by a head coach. Don Shula's 1, Halas is 2, Belichick 3, Andy Reid 4, Tom Landry 5, Curly Lambeau 6, Paul Brown 7, Marty Schottenheimer 8, he's kind of the outlier there, local guy, Fort Cherry, Chuck Knoll 9, and then Tomlin will tie Dan Reeves, who was one of these bridesmaid coaches, oftentimes in the championship, in the Super Bowl with John Elway, and then again with Atlanta, but couldn't get over the hump. Dan Reeves coached 23 years. He has 190 wins. Tomlin is 189. If he wins one more game, he's in the top 10. The only guy ahead of him in the top 10 who's not on the Hall of Fame is Marty Schottenheimer. Mike Tomlin has 2 things on Marty Schottenheimer. He has a Super Bowl appearance, and he has a Super Bowl win. So it sounds like it could be like verboten, or for me, like nails on a chalkboard, hearing somebody say Mike Tomlin is one of the best coaches who ever lived, but the numbers do back it up. Now, where I disagree with Ryan Clark is on this, and this I don't think is debatable, and I can't really picture many Steelers fans, given the temperature of the team right now, wanting to call in and dispute me or disagree with me on this. The thing that Ryan says there about, this is his opinion, that Mike Tomlin is unfireable. He's unfireable. With all due respect to a guy I did a show with who, you know, now I feel like Steelers fans have mixed opinions on him, even though it was a blood and guts player who the Steelers won a Super Bowl with, I totally disagree with that. There's no such thing as an unfireable coach. There just isn't. Bill Belichick won 300-plus games in New England. He won 6 Super Bowls. He also lost 2 Super Bowls to the Giants. He lost a Super Bowl to the Eagles in there. He, as a head coach, they're about to play 60 of these things. He appeared in once for every 6 Super Bowls, he was in there as a head coach. Okay? Say what you will about Brady being the most important guy there, because he was, but Belichick also played Brady over $100 million quarterback and gave the 199th pick in the draft an opportunity to be a star, and he was rewarded for it. He found Tom Brady. Mike Tomlin did not find Ben Roethlisberger, but that's really not my point. My point is, if Bill Belichick can leave New England in such an acrimonious way, in which, yes, it was not termed or dubbed a firing, but we all know that it was, because look at how petty it's gotten between the two sides. Belichick won't let North Carolina's Twitter account post things about Drake May. The Patriots came out with a documentary on their dynasty, and there was nothing in there about Bill Belichick. The two sides hate each other. I don't think that's ever going to happen with the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, but if Bill Belichick can be told in such an impolite way, in such a non-emotional way, hey, you're done here. Your time is up. Thank you for everything you've done, but we're going to go in a different direction, then the Steelers can absolutely do the same thing with Mike Tomlin. Chuck Knoll retired, but he was also nudged out the door. So I just completely disagree with that. There's no such thing as a lifetime contract in sports. There shouldn't be. So to say Mike Tomlin gets to ride this thing out for as long as he wants, he's unfireable, that's just ridiculous to me. And I honestly, I'm not even like throwing that out there as a topic to call in on, because I don't think anyone's going to want to like offer up resistance or the other side of the opinion. I think Ryan is pretty much alone on that. But at the end of the day, what we get again here in this clip is another Steeler player who won a Super Bowl with a pulpit, with a soapbox, with a microphone, who says, yeah, it's probably time. Yeah, it's probably it. And no one, unless they have, I think, an official role with the Steelers where they work for the team, who is an ex-player of Tomlin's, who's won Super Bowls with Tomlin, is going to bat for him and saying, this is just like, this is just a bad month, or this is just a bad stretch of games, and he's going to come out of this smelling like a rose, and he's going to be a guy who slipped in horse manure and came out wearing a brown suit. I've yet to hear that opinion from someone who is, you know, outside of the Steelers bubble, not working for the team, not getting a paycheck from the team, who is given a place to talk about this, who's like, yo, the things being said about Mike Tomlin are way over the top. Let's calm down. He's a great coach who's doing a great job. Be patient with him. Give him a chance. This is ridiculous that he's never had a losing season, and in year 19, people are calling for him to leave. No one's done that. Ben, Clark, James Harrison, Trey Essex, you name it. 412-928-9370. But I would think from that clip, people are going to pull from it the comment about Ryan saying that Mike Tomlin is one of the greatest coaches of his era and is one of the best coaches who ever lived. And as much as I would love to say, my opinion, he's not, because of the things he inherited and the lack of success in Ben's prime, how do I argue when he's got one of the best win percentages in NFL history? He's got a Super Bowl win, and with his next win, he's going to be top 10 all-time in wins. What do you say back to that? 412-928-9370. Donnie, would you like to rebuttal that?
I mean, I've always thought it was one of those cases where you could say two things were true. Like, Mike Tomlin has had a great career as an NFL head coach, but, you know, time's up here. Like, Mike Sullivan had a great career as Penguins head coach, winning his coach in team history, back-to-back Stanley Cup wins.
Yep.
Time was up here. Early returns paying dividends for them. Like, it happens. It's just, like, the nature of the business that those guys are in. Like, you can acknowledge what he's done, and you can even acknowledge that, hey, he could very well go somewhere else and have the same success. That shouldn't be what you're afraid of. That's why they've been stuck in this position, because it has gone stale in Pittsburgh,
you know,
as
what?
Great as he's been, and they don't want to rip the Band-Aid off.
Here's my twist on what Ryan said about the best comment. This is just my opinion. I don't look at Tomlin as one of the best coaches who ever lived. But I think he's got one of the best resumes of any coach who ever lived. You get what I'm trying to say there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think there are quarterbacks, I'll like make this analogy. I think there are quarterbacks with a better resume than Dan Marino. I don't know how many of those guys with better resumes I'd actually want to say were a better quarterback than him. Do you get that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's also tough to play the card of, you know, like the really just like the if then stuff. Like, hey, well, I mean, if Dan Marino was somewhere else, then he would have won. If Dan Marino got drafted by the Steelers, then he would have won 5 Super Bowls instead of 0. If Mike Tomlin would have gotten a job with the Arizona Cardinals, right, he'd be out of the league in
like
3 years.
Yeah, and that's like sometimes Chris and I will have like those manufactured debates. Like, I wouldn't say Chris is anti-Jerome Bettis by any means, but he'll say, for example, I think I can say this about him, like, he'll say that Bo Jackson was a better running back than Jerome Bettis. And it's like, all that's based on is hypothetical. Like, you're saying if he didn't get injured. Okay, but he did. He did. So I can't say that someone that had immense talent who looked like he was unstoppable would have necessarily put up better numbers than someone that is, when he retired, top 5 all-time in rushing yards. So 412-928-9370. I figured we'd get a lot of people who wanted to chime in on this. Let's start with Jose in North Braddock. Hello, Jose.
Yeah. Hello, fellas.
Hi.
Full disclosure, I played baseball against Dan Marino in high school.
Yeah, congratulations on all your success. He was a pretty good pitcher, right?
Oh, yeah. He was amazing.
Yeah.
I wasn't bad myself. But about Tomlin, I've been over this. I think if I spoke to him personally, I'd say, Mike, can you at least give somebody else a chance? You have a lot of money. You have a family. Please give somebody a chance.
Thanks, Jose. I hear myself in the background there. That's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
That's why I'm letting you go.
Kim, you played the said, you made the bit on the podcast earlier, the clean house comment. There's been Jace Harrison saying things. As a guy that's been around in this organization for a long time, do you put stock, or what do you make of former players of that stature saying things like that?
I don't worry about anybody who's not in the locker room. It's not a diss at them. You know, I think we just got to worry about the guys in here and focus on the job at hand. There's a lot of football to be played. I'm not running from that. Our job, we got to answer for it. Keep it moving.
Cam Hayward responding to Ryan Clark, James Harrison, Ben Roethlisberger, and maybe some others, former Steelers who think it's time for Mike Tomlin to start a new chapter in his coaching career. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Listen to us on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also watch on YouTube. My dad just texted me and said that's where he is tuning in today. Shout out to him. Donnie's mom also gets in there from time to time. Did you confirm that with her, that she was the one that was...
Oh, no. I knew it was her.
Ripping the Steelers and talking about how the Patriots have figured it out faster than them and gotten back to their place in football at the top of the heap. That was her?
Oh, yeah. I knew it was her. I mean, she wasn't putting on any sort of alias. She was right out there in the open.
Could also go to X Twitter. I just retweeted our live video stream there. Those numbers are growing. Donnie did a evening show last night that had thousands of people engaged in watching that. So I would love to get your thoughts on what we just heard there from Ryan Clark, calling Mike Tomlin one of the best coaches who's ever lived. Great coach in his era of coaching, but also a guy who needs to move on. At the same time, doesn't think the Steelers should fire him. Called him unfireable, which I vehemently disagree with. Just because you've won a Super Bowl doesn't mean you have carte blanche. And I think too many times the Steelers organization has treated Mike like that. I think there's unchecked power. I don't think there's a lot of checks and balances. I think it's Mike's fiefdom. And when you consolidate power in any business to that degree, I think you run the risk of it failing. Because that's a lot of responsibility and that's a lot of decision making that falls at the feet of just one person. And I think that's ultimately what did Bill Belichick in New England. His draft sucked. And Tomlin likes to act like he runs the Steelers draft with how involved he is in that process. And look at their drafts lately. 412-928-9370. Here is Scott and Jeanette. Hello, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
As far as Tomlin, and I've said this other times, I think Tomlin, if you look, I think his career very much mirrors Tony Dungy's career. He was hired by Dungy. If you look, Tony Dungy had a career similar to Andy Reid, not quite as much success, but Dungy is in the Hall of Fame. Dungy was in Tampa Bay. They thought his message got stale in Tampa. He leaves Tampa, goes to Indianapolis, and John Gruden comes in and takes basically the same team that Dungy has and goes and wins a Super Bowl. And then Dungy goes on to win a Super Bowl in Indianapolis, again, mirroring Dungy in the fact that Tomlin had Roethlisberger and Dungy had Manning. And they've done similar, had similar success with similar types of teams. And that's all I had to say. I'll just listen to what you say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've ever said that or thought of that on the air, but it's not that far off. It's just flipped. Dungy got the great quarterback for the second half of his career, his second coaching stop and not his first. Then somebody else did go to Tampa Bay and finish the job. Literally the next season. 2001 was Dungy's last year in Tampa. They lost a playoff game. And then the following year, John Gruden went in there and won the whole thing. Interesting take on it. Here, it doesn't really answer the question if that guy thought that Tomlin was one of the best coaches of all time, though. Here's Jason next. Hello, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Hey, I want to touch on the Ryan Clark when he said Tomlin's not fireable.
Yeah.
Tomlin, I don't think, is fireable, and I think maybe what Ryan Clark meant is he may be tradable. He may be asked to resign, but I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers would ever consider firing Mike Tomlin.
Why?
Well, because I don't know what company, but if you owned a company and there's a guy that comes in to work for you for the last 20 years and he does more winning than he does losing, you know, he's proved to you that he's capable of doing the job. There's a window that opens and closes in the NFL. And certain teams, the Buffalo Bills can't.
Wait, time out. There's no window. There are windows that open and close, or there are not?
There are.
Yes,
there absolutely
I agree
are.
With that, yeah.
And right now, the Steelers' window has been closed for the last, who knows how many years, 6, 7, 8 years?
Yeah.
With quarterbacks like Mitch Trubisky, a lesser coach, we win one game that year. A quarterback like
that's not true though. That's not right. That's not true.
What, Devlin Hodges?
Well, I'm saying
a less talented coach. We've had.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second though. I mean, who do you? Their quarterback depth is so bad that they have to go to an undrafted quarterback. Whose fault is that?
Well, no, because that was injuries and a lot of things went into that.
So that's 1 year. You bring up Trubisky as if like it was Mike Tomlin's cross to bear. You know,
well,
Jason, you know,
also,
but I'm just saying, you know what he could have done? I'll just bring up something. I want to get your opinion on it. 2018, yep. They drafted Mason Rudolph, right?
Yes.
Do you know who they passed on in the first round of that draft?
Who?
Lamar Jackson. You know who they picked instead? Terrell Edmonds.
Okay, so are you, a lot of people in the NFL passed on, 31 teams passed on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, not,
including the Ravens themselves who okay, got back into okay, the first but, round.
Okay, but some of those teams, it's not to say 31 teams didn't pass on a quarterback because not all 31 teams needed a quarterback.
We're kind of straying from what I called in for. What I'm saying
I don't think we are. Your point is that you have to show, like, Mike Tomlin has gravitas because he's been able to, like, tread water and keep the boat afloat post Ben Roethlisberger. And what I'm arguing is there was really nothing keeping them from going out and getting another quarterback to prevent this from happening. Literally, any team probably, if they wanted to, could have had Baker Mayfield. They didn't want him. They wanted Mitch Trubisky instead. That's okay, a mistake.
And you're right on that. But let me say this, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to what your response is. With the quarterback situation, I've called in numerous times and said I'm not too fond of Omar Khan. And with the situation we're in right now with the old Aaron Rodgers, and if it was a Mason Rudolph, Devlin Hodges, whoever, all my point is, the window's closed for our team right now.
Yep.
And anybody that came into the season expecting great things from the Pittsburgh Steelers was joking
But I don't think people were. And I think the expectation for the vast majority of Steelers fans would be win a playoff game. Donnie, they have not had quarterbacks since Ben retired, who I would say, oh, with this quarterback, you can't win a playoff game. We've seen Marcus Mariota win a playoff game. We've seen Blake Bortles win two playoff games, one against the Steelers. We saw Nick Foles win a Super Bowl as the quarterback. There are not just franchise guys who have won one game in January over the last 8 years. There have been several quarterbacks that have gotten benched or cut or traded. The year after, shortly thereafter, they won playoff games. Their quarterback situation is not an excuse for their lack of playoff success over the last 8 years. Do you think it is?
No, because we have seen plenty of guys who are middling QBs in the league at least able to win
one. Yeah, you can't win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers at 41 or Russell Wilson or Mason Rudolph. I agree with that. You're telling me you can't win one? One game. That counts in January.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not
half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Larry. All right, let's do a college football minute, then back to your calls on what Ryan Clark had to say about Mike Tomlin and my reaction to what he said. At 2:36, time to check out Nine Yards Golf Lounge right down the street from me. Actually, wait, no, this is a new one. Now open at the Clock Northway in Ross Township. I do know where the Clock Northway is. Good spot. But there's also one right down the street from me over near the Meadows. All right, National Signing Day wrapped up. Of the programs we really care about here in our area, I guess I'd throw Notre Dame in there, even though several thousand of you who root for Notre Dame couldn't find South Bend on a map and have never been there for a game or didn't go to school there. Notre Dame, third ranked recruiting class. Number one, Donnie, it's a Big Ten school. You want to guess who?
Not Ohio State.
If I go like this, does that give it away? People are seeing me do it on YouTube and X.
The number one recruiting class?
Yeah. Their fans go like this. USC. That's like the little like Trojan sign they do
with each
other.
I still like don't even connect them with the Big Ten. That's on me.
Oregon, 2. Bama, 4. Georgia, 5 to round out the top 5. Top 25 recruiting class for Rich Rodriguez at West Virginia.
I mean,
Matt Sigg putting him over the top there.
Yeah, I mean, he pulled in the biggest WPIAL player that he could have and got him to flip, too, when it seemed like he was down to either Pitt or going to VT with James
Franklin. I thought
he
was going to Indiana. I guess I got bad information there.
And he also pulled in one of the guys that we saw last weekend that plays for Harrisburg, the best offensive line prospect in the state.
Oh, damn.
Kevin Brown.
That Pat McAfee money going a long way. Virginia Tech, by the way, 23rd. James Franklin, first go around there. How about my alma mater, Syracuse, checks in at 30. Pitt, 43rd. And then I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling some more. 151. Penn State. Two total commits. There are 136 FBS football teams. How many teams in the FBS do you think per 24/7 sports had a worse recruiting class than Penn State?
Wait, say those numbers again.
FCS schools can have a better recruiting class, clearly. How many FBS teams do you think are ranked below Penn State?
Three.
Wrong. One. How would you like to be the New Mexico State Aggies? They are the only FBS team ranked below Penn State per 24/7 sports. Every team in the MAC, Kent State, Akron, the Directional Michigans, all better. If you could, if you asked AI or Grok or ChatGPT, show me or tell me how to F up a college football head coaching search, they could just write back, look at what Penn State is doing. And now the latest out of there, the scuttlebutt there now is, the people with money want to hire Terry Smith and keep him on board. And the guy who's making the decision technically, the AD there, wants Brian Daboll. So let's see who wins that tug of war. The people with money who want to give the former Gateway coach a shot or the guy that's making the decision?
Who would you go with?
You know what? At this point, I think I'd go with Smith. I think self-preservation, frankly. If I pick Dable and he's not good,
that means you screwed up the search at the start, and then it was an absolute disaster who you picked.
Bye-bye. I think I would just try to curry favor with my money people and go with Terry, given the options. I tweeted today I'd hire Syracuse as coach because I think he'd win there, and I would not let 3-9 this season. At this point, it would not bother me the way that it would have when I thought I had 20 good options. And I know I'm biased because I went to school there, but think about it. If you flipped what Fran Brown did at Syracuse, and he went 3-9 his first year and 10-3 his second year, Donnie, he'd be one of the most coveted coaches in the country. His age, the way he sounds, I mean, look at his recruiting class. It's in the top 30. So that was a college football minute. One team. I mean, what happened at New Mexico State this year? That's what I want to know. If I was the athletic director there, I'd be asking my coach, wait a second. Penn State's got a bet. What? Every single school's got a better recruiting class than us? What the heck
now
did we do wrong?
Now I want to see how they did. So
what did we F up? Do they have zero recruiting? Do they have zero recruits?
They were 4-8. 2-6 in conference play.
We can't get anybody to come here, evidently. All right. Here is Al on Mike Tomlin. Hello, Al.
Hey, guys. Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
I think a big part of Tomlin's success is more so longevity than productivity. Because if you look at kind of what he's done since the pieces that he was given to start with, I think his record, although not bad, has not been what it should be, first off. And if you look at the team, the makeup right now, not only can he not hire coaches, he has a coaching tree in the NFL that's almost non-existent.
It's bare. There's nothing on it. It's I don't understand. It's one of the things why it's one of the questions about his tenure here that I don't think he gets asked about at all and should be. Because people who defend him will point out, well, look at Bill Belichick's coaching tree. So many of those guys failed. It's not about what they do at their next stop, Al. It's about what they did here to have other NFL teams interested in them. And he's had no one in almost 20 years.
With him, yeah, you're exactly right. If they weren't successful with him, what other team is going to give them a chance? At least, yeah, they were successful with Belichick that they got these other opportunities elsewhere.
I mean, Todd Bowles, who is just like Tomlin. He's a defensive head coach. That's his specialty. That's what he does. His last two offensive coordinators have gone on to be NFL head coaches. And both of them, by the way, are doing a really good job. Canales in Carolina and Liam Cohen in Jacksonville. And he's a defensive head coach who has found a way to find offensive coaches to elevate the play of the people there. And it's not just as simple as, well, Baker Mayfield's good, so that's why those coaches have gotten jobs. No, Liam Cohen got the Jacksonville job in large part, and I think these numbers are right. They went from the 31st rushing offense in the NFL to third, and they did it with Bucky Irving as their running back. So, I mean, Arthur Smith is what he is. He is a run-of-the-mill, garden-variety offensive coordinator. Nothing about him makes him special. Nothing about him makes him stand out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.